91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 24 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. The Special Investigations Unit says there are no reasonable grounds to charge a provincial police officer who shot a murder suspect in Tweed. The civilian agency alleges Nathan Williams, 22, was wielding a knife when he was shot and wounded in the shoulder and abdomen by police in a Victoria Street North apartment stairwell on June the 7th. One Central Hastings provincial officer was designated as subject officer, and one officer was designated as a witness officer. SIU Director Ian Scott says the subject officer, who had been cut in the arm, had a reasonable apprehension of death or grievously bodily harm when he fired shots that struck Williams. Williams is charged with first-degree murder and two counts of attempted murder after his 19-year-old girlfriend, Camelia Keller, was found dead inside the apartment building. A seriously injured teen charged with killing York Region Constable Garrett Stiles won't be attending his first court hearing today in Newmarket. Police say the hearing for the 15-year-old boy, who faces a first-degree murder charge, is expected to be done by telephone. The boy is reported to be in a Toronto hospital with injuries that may have left him paralyzed. And a memorial service for a provincial police officer will be held at the Lions Community Center in Cobourg today at 1 p.m. Constable Jamil Ali died at his home on June 30th at age 46. Ali was suspended from duty recently after an investigation by the Force's Professional Standards Bureau. He was charged with breach of trust, bribery, and obstructing justice after police alleged an officer provided protected and unauthorized information in exchange for property. Ali was a 17-year member of the provincial police and was serving with the Cobourg Detachment. A judge in Florida has sentenced Casey Anthony to 4 years in jail, although she could be released within weeks. Aaron Katursky has the details.
The judge sentenced Casey Anthony to the maximum 4 years on the misdemeanor counts of lying to investigators, but he gave her credit for time served. He'll calculate how much credit to give her, but she could be out in weeks or months. The judge will also make her pay a $4,000 fine and special costs associated with the investigation and prosecution. Judge Belvin Perry said law enforcement spent a great deal of energy and manpower looking for a young child that Casey Anthony knew to be dead. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Orlando.
Two men have been arrested and charged after an altercation with neighbors and police in Trenton. Provincial police responded last night to a report of an out-of-control man at a house on Lorne Avenue and found a man yelling threats at his neighbors. Police alleged the suspect then challenged the officers to fight after they got out of their cruiser. He was subdued, but another man allegedly confronted police, saying he didn't want his friend to be arrested. Bradley Puffer, 35 years old, and Howard McGinn, 21 years old, both of Trenton, are charged with causing a disturbance and obstructing and resisting a peace officer. Puffer was also charged with uttering threats to cause death or bodily harm and mischief under $5,000. Prince William and his wife Kate are in Calgary today as they finish up the final leg of their Canadian tour before leaving for Los Angeles tomorrow. Bill Graveland has more.
The royal couple will have had almost a full day off when they arrive at the Calgary International Airport this afternoon. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge will be given a white Smith-built hat made of beaver felt that's become the symbol for the city of Calgary. Josh Trapto of the Monarchist League of Canada says the white hat is a big deal.
It's like the keys of the city.
William and Kate will attend an evening reception hosted by the Prime Minister, which will include bull riders and a chance for the Prince to throw a stove into the back of a chuck wagon. Bill Graveland, The Canadian Press, Calgary.
There's been another handover in southern Afghanistan today as the Canadian combat mission comes to an end. Canada has turned over the command in Kandahar province to the United States. Earlier this week, troops with the Royal 22nd Regiment, the Van Dues, pulled back from the front line in Kandahar's Panjaway district. That effectively brought an end to Canada's war in Afghanistan. And CFB Trenton will see another new hangar and an air cadet school. Defense Minister Peter McKay announced the $53 million projects yesterday at the base. McKay says the projects will provide 285 jobs. Construction of the hangar will be done by a Mississauga company and will be completed by March 2013. The 5,000-square-foot glider school will be completed by next summer. It will be used for aircraft maintenance and storage and classrooms for instruction. The Canadian Cancer Society is defending its spending decisions after it was criticized for allocating more donation money to fundraising efforts than to research aimed at conquering the disease. Nina Chowdhury has more.
The CBC Program Marketplace analyzed the Canadian Cancer Society's financial reports and found the proportion spent on research has dropped to about 22% this year from 40.3% in 2000. The report also showed that fundraising is getting the greatest portion of donor dollars, up to 42.7% this year from 26% in 2000. In a statement, the Cancer Society says it undertakes fundraising only to fulfill its mission of eradicating cancer and improving the quality of life for cancer patients and their families. Nina Chowdhury, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
A Texas judge has rejected a plea deal for Willie Nelson. The singer was charged last November after officials found 6 ounces of marijuana on his tour bus. The prosecution suggested a deal that would have Nelson plead guilty to possession of drug paraphernalia and pay a $500 fine. But the judge says the prosecutor was giving Nelson special treatment and the singer should be charged with marijuana possession, which could mean a year in jail. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Dollar Drink Days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
Blue Jays pitcher Ricky Romero says he doesn't know what it is about the Red Sox or if he's tipping them off before his pitches. The Red Sox still have Romero's number as Boston beat Toronto 6-4. The Blue Jays lefty gave up leadoff home runs in the first and second innings and allowed 5 straight hits during Boston's 4-run fourth inning. Romero is 2-6 lifetime against the Red Sox with an 8.08 earned run average. Romero says it's tough pitching against the Sox.
At times I was in the zone a little bit too much. You know, those guys are pretty good at fighting off pitches, and whenever they get the pitch that they want or they're looking for, they don't miss it.
Cleveland's Zach McAllister makes his major league debut tonight when he takes the mound at Progressive Field against the visiting Blue Jays. Carlos Villanueva, 2-2 in his last 4 starts, counters for Toronto. At least one person was killed and 10 more were injured when a soccer stadium roof collapsed in the Netherlands. Tom Rivers has the details.
A large section of the roof of the FC 20 stadium in Enschede came crashing down into a bank of seats behind one of the goals. It happened while off-season renovation work was going on. It's thought only construction workers were in the complex at the time. They were working on increasing the seating capacity of the stadium at the time of the accident. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
A banged-up pack of riders was set off for the longest stage of the Tour de France, with Norway's Tor Hushov in the yellow jersey a day after many cyclists crashed in a ride through Brittany. Today's rolling and hilly 226.5-kilometer course takes the riders across northwest France into Normandy. Former All-Star pitcher Roger Clemens' pre-jury trial has begun in Washington, and it could include testimony from a roster of former big leaders. Sagar Magani has more.
Both sides are raising the prospect of either mentioning players like Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa, or calling them to the stand, both against and in defense of Clemens, who was accused of lying to Congress about using performance-enhancing drugs. The judge is also angrily criticizing Congress for not releasing an audio tape of the deposition Clemens gave 3 years ago that's at the heart of the case. Jury selection began Wednesday and is expected to last into next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Derek Jeter will be going for 3,000 career hits back home in the Bronx tonight as the Yankees open a 4-game series against Tampa Bay. Jeter is 3 hits away from becoming the 28th major leaguer to reach the hallowed milestone and the first purebred Yankee to do it. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather. Today, sunny, a high 25 with a UV index of 9 or very high. Tonight, clear, low 15. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high 27. Saturday, sunny, a high 26. And Sunday, more sun with a high of 28. At 12:09, it's 24 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.